Babe Laufenberg, Cowboys color analyst, every Thursday at this time, and he is joining us from the site of tonight's Thursday night game, Cowboys at Giants. And here is Babe via the D&M leasing hotline here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Good morning, Mr. Laufenberg. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just had my in-room coffee, which was pretty good. Sometimes they can be pretty nasty, you know, and I'll go get a real one later, but got to get started. I think the in-room coffee, honestly, next to the, you know, Jonas Salk inventing the polio vaccine, I think it's one of the greatest inventions in mankind.
The one that you're making it in there.
Yes.
So, okay. So you're putting Mr. Coffee on the level of the polio vaccine.
Well, no, that would be unfair. I'm just saying right below it.
Black, or are you using some of the powdery cream and sugar?
Oh, gosh. Just the way God intended it. Black.
Okay.
And black. This is the K-cups, or you're making it in a pot? Because
K-cups.
Okay, I was going to say, because the old coffee pots, they were notorious for back in the day. Flight attendants, when they were staying at hotels, would use those coffee pots to wash their undergarments.
Oh, my God. No, you know, ever since the pandemic, the coffee pot has, that little four-cup coffee pot, has gone the way of the horse and buggy.
So Jonas Salk 1, Mr. Coffee 2, yes. And then Alexander Fleming inventing penicillin would be 3?
I would say, yeah, right,
okay.
There.
That's fair.
Hey, you got the answer to my trivia question this morning.
What was it?
Look, he just answered it.
Oh.
Give me the top 3 inventions. You know?
So that was the trivia. Man.
You ready for a little trivia?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. This is a pretty easy one, by the way. You know, I didn't have enough time to on a Sunday game. The Thursday game came quickly. Okay, so.
Just ready? Like Dak.
Mike McCarthy, obviously trying to win a Super Bowl here. 15 coaches have won a Super Bowl and then went on to coach for another team. Obviously, McCarthy is one of those guys. None of them have won a Super Bowl. There isn't a single coach who's won a Super Bowl at one place, gone over one another. But 2 have been to a Super Bowl. They lost. Who are those 2 head coaches?
Mike Holmgren and Bill Parcells.
Look, I told Peyton that Bobby will probably get this. It's a pretty easy one.
Wow.
Well done, Bobby.
Thank you.
And finally, you've been included on the group messages, too.
I know. Babe's got me on the group messages now. I've finally drank from the thing or whatever, and now I'm included.
And you know, I'll be honest with you. I give Bobby the answers.
No, don't put that in their head because they'll believe it.
Babe,
no, I'm kidding.
Have to ask you this again. Yes. After another embarrassing run defense performance, are you changing your opening season statement about the run game not mattering?
Well, I never said it doesn't matter.
Right beneath penicillin.
You know, exactly. It was number 4. No, you got to be able to run the ball decently, and you got to be able to stop the run decently. This is historically bad run defense.
Yeah.
It's the first time in Cowboys history that they've given up 3 touchdowns rushing in back-to-back games. I mean, the numbers go on and on, obviously. But let me just ask you this. I'll flip it, right? Mm-hmm. If the run game is so important, okay, why are running backs and defensive tackles who are run stoppers, why are they not the highest paid guys in football?
Look, I mean, that's
not as important as the pass, but like,
well, yeah, let's face it. Is the punting game important? It is if your punter is averaging 17 yards a punt, and that's basically where this run defense and rushing offense has been, right?
Yeah. So what you're saying is like, you don't want to be at the very, very bottom. If you're in the very, very bottom, then it becomes a problem. Like if you're in the middle, then it's just okay. And it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're just middle of the road, but you're a good passing team. I had the numbers. Next week, I'll bring them on to you. The teams that have won Super Bowls, and I know Kansas City's won a bunch recently, but they've not been great rushing teams. New England, all those Super Bowls, I mean, name me a guy even in the backfield. They were not great rushing teams.
Babe, sorry.
It's just today's NFL. Hey, John Riggins. Sean was up there. Maybe he's a little young, but, you know, John Riggins carried the ball 35 times in the Super Bowl. That doesn't happen anymore. So, the game has changed. But, yeah, you can't be. I mean, I would never make the argument that, go up and give give up 200 yards rushing a game. You'll be fine.
Babe, how are you feeling and what are you sensing about all this implosion talk heading into this? And what happens if they lose this tonight with the implosion storyline?
Man, I cannot even think about what would happen if they lose tonight.
Yep.
But there's no question that this one is real. Sometimes, you know, you see things, you see one isolated incident, whatever you have, and you say, hey, that's not a big deal. People make a big deal out of something. I think this is a big deal. I really do. I think it's on both sides of the ball. And, you know, Dak is a leader. We know that. You know, you're looking for other leaders to kind of step up and take this thing over. But, yeah, this thing, an implosion is the right word, I think. I mean, I really think it's ready to blow up. Now, you win. Everybody gets their numbers, and guys get their catches, and guys get their sacks, and blah, blah, blah. And you go on to Pittsburgh next week. You lose. I mean, Mike McCarthy will have a major, major coaching job on his hands to get his team ready for Pittsburgh next week.
Babe, Bobby and I were huge fans of Mike Zimmer. We swore there was going to be like an attitude adjustment and details and all those things. Obviously, it's been Mike Nolan, Rob Ryan-esque. What are you seeing? Is there something scheme-wise that isn't making sense? Is it making you think the game is passing him by? Is it the personnel? What are you seeing with Zimmer's defense and with the thoughts of Dan Quinn and what he did here over the years?
Well, I think we even talked about last week. I mentioned, you know, people were... Now, let me say, I think Mike Zimmer is a heck of a coach, and he's proven it. And everywhere he's been, his defenses have been good. And Dan Quinn, though, did a heck of a job. I think people want to say, oh, well, we got rid of Quinn. Well, we remember the Green Bay playoff game, right? So you don't want to see that again. But it's just been a continuation of that. And in answer to your question, I honestly, and it sounds like a cop-out, I mean, it's a little bit of everything, but I went – obviously, I look at the tape, and you know, I've read it back five times, and I'm looking at what they're doing defensively, and somebody is missing assignments, you know. But I can't tell you because I don't know the defensive call. I would need to sit in the room. That's why I love announcers. They get on, they say, oh, this guy blew the coverage. Well, how do you know that? I don't know what defense was called. But there's no question that there are plays. I'll send you guys one. I know that's not good for our audience, but I'll send it to you where I'm like, okay, somebody screwed up here on a boot. You know, they ran a bootleg and two guys open, receivers, Lamar Jackson, and the only guy over there is Tank Lawrence. And so there's one Cowboy and there's three Baltimore Ravens, excuse me. And I'm like, okay, I know that was not the defense that Mike Zimmer drew up, but you know, it's his job too, to get these guys, you know, to play what he's calling, right? So but it was disastrous. I mean, you don't need to be a football genius to figure out, you know, what they did against Baltimore was awful. And there's a lot of finger pointing. Lee Corso used to always say, don't point the finger, pull the thumb. And right now it's like guys have four fingers and no thumbs.
What does that even mean?
You pull the thumb in, like point to yourself, like it's me, it's on me, like that.
Yeah, pointing.
No, not like
I'm just thinking about farting.
Yeah, they like pull the finger.
No.
Let me do it the way Coach Corso did it. Don't point the finger, pull the thumb.
There you go. Babe Laufenberg joining us on 105 Through the Fan. Babe, is this a get right game for CeeDee Lamb given some of the injuries there in the Giants secondary?
Yeah, boy, the Giants, I'm sure you guys have touched on it. I apologize because I'm up here in New York, and I did get on the app, though, I must say. But they're beat up in the secondary. I mean, it should be a game where they're able to throw the ball. Now, I'm hoping, you know, I'm looking at my hotel window here, and you can see about 10 feet in front of you, the clouds, and hopefully it doesn't become, you know, a rainy game that just makes it difficult to throw the ball. But it could be. But, here's my fear, though, guys. You know, CD squawked, great. And now you try to get him the ball to keep him happy. And then you start forcing the ball to him where he shouldn't get the ball. So you got to be careful of that. On the one hand, you say, okay, let's get CD going, get him a little screen pass, get him some passes early. That's fine. On the other, you start forcing it to him because you think, I don't want to have to deal with him. And, you know, that becomes problematic, right? So it'll be interesting. You know, one thing I found funny, too, very quickly. Last week I'm watching some of the shows, the pregame shows or whatever. Cowboys had the later game at 3:30. And, you know, every receiver says I'm the number one receiver in football, right? I mean, CD will tell you I'm the best receiver in football. And I watched Justin Jefferson do a little interview before. I'm the best receiver in football. I've heard Jamar Chase. I'm the best receiver in football. If you were to ask a quarterback, if you were to ask Patrick Mahomes, are you the best quarterback in the NFL? I'll bet you he would say, oh, gosh, there's a bunch of good guys. Mm-hmm. And if you ask Josh Allen, anyway, you go across the board. Now, they all are the best receiver, excuse me, the best quarterback in football when it comes to the pay trough, because whoever's up next gets paid like they're the best quarterback in football. But, receivers are a different breed.
Real quick, do you think CD is 100%? Do you think he's still a little bit behind?
Hard for me to say, but, you know, it appears a little bit like he and Dak have not been on the proverbial same page. And I always say there's a reason why you have training camp. And there's a reason why guys go to training camp. If it wasn't important, you wouldn't have it, right? You'd show up Monday and you'd play that Sunday. So I've always been tickled when people miss training camp and they say, oh, no, I've played football all my life. And there's a reason you go to training camp. And it's the reason. And it's why we say, hey, the passing is like the lowest in 30 years, right? The number of yards. And I think a lot of it stems from guys don't play in the preseason. We're watching effectively a cross between a preseason game and a regular season game right now for all these teams.
Babe, thank you so much. Enjoy some real coffee on the streets.
Thank you. Yes, I'm going to go out and get myself.
Have a great call.
Thank you, guys.
Our buddy, the great Babe Laufenberg on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on Sean and RJ. All right. Did Choppy say it? We have P. Choppy in studio and an NFL version of What's More Likely. Final hour, game day, coming at you right here on The Fan.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.